Joining me in the studio as our first guests today are Teresa Bleakley, Amy Lujan, and Zia Boccaccio, and they are here to tell us about some exciting things happening with the Juno Symphony. Welcome to the three of you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
So I was looking on your website. You have so much happening over the next couple weeks, and I was kind of laughing because many of us who work in our small nonprofit organizations try to limit the number of events we do when the weather is nice and we might have attendance impacted. Yep. But you guys have gone the complete opposite way. You've loaded it on. So let's talk about some of the great stuff you have coming up.
Yeah, we should have maybe thought about that, but we decided to go for it. Go big or go home, we say. So, yes, so we have lots of events going on. I'll just touch quickly on, we do have the youth solo competition coming up on Friday, tomorrow at 7:30 at Thunder Mountain High School, where we have student performers competing in a contest to play with the Juno Symphony next season. So that should be fun. It's free to the public, and we invite you to come out and watch these wonderful and talented young musicians perform.
What time is that happening?
7:30, Thunder Mountain High School, free to the public.
Now, I know in the past you've gotten some student musicians coming in from around Southeast. Do you know what the pool looks like tomorrow night?
I do. They're all local musicians. Several of them have participated before, and they're gunning for the competition again. So yeah, it'll be great. There are three violinists and a cellist.
Very exciting. Yeah. Okay, terrific. So that's tomorrow night.
That's free and open
to the public.
Absolutely.
Support these young musicians.
Yep, absolutely. And then on Sunday, part of our year-end season trifecta that we're calling is the Symphony of Fashion taking place at Salt Restaurant Sunday, June 2nd. We still have lots of tickets available. Not lots of tickets. We have tickets available. It's not sold out, if that's the rumor that you've heard. It's in conjunction with Salt and Alpaca International and Shoefly, and it's going to be fashion and music. We have local musicians, and our guest conductor for this upcoming concert, Yaniv Attar, is going to be playing his classical guitar with other local musicians. So it's going to be great.
So can you talk about how you tie fashion into the event? Is there a fashion show that happens? Or people are encouraged to dress fashionably? How does that work?
Oh, yes.
Actually, both. this is something that we thought about it. And I, as owner of Alpaca International, which is a fashion company, I'm calling it from the mountains of Peru to the mountains of Alaska, bringing this wonderful concept or actually, fashion line that is all made in 100% alpaca, made in Peru. And the fashions are unique designs, beautifully made. Some of the fashions we're going to present in the event are specifically made for this event, hand-finished, hand-embroidered, beautiful pieces. So we actually joined, and I'm happy to be part of this effort to raise funds for the symphony, because it is important. I have a business in Juneau, and I have a very soft spot for this city. And the fashion part of it is going to include 13 local models. Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful people in Juneau that being extremely enthusiastic to be part of this event. They've gone through rehearsals and many other time-consuming details, but very happy to be part of this event.
So, Zia, what were you thinking about as you chose the pieces to be worn for the fashion show portion of the evening?
We're presenting new items for our 2019 autumn fall collection, and thinking about actually Juno and the weather. Alpaca, as you know, is soft, light, and extremely warm. I would say very tailor-made for the weather in Juneau. So many of these pieces are pretty much actually reflecting our weather and the uses that could be, many of the fashions could be used in everyday life. And it's been a wonderful process to pick the items, the beautiful actually fashions and the models.
Wonderful. So 13 models, beautiful fashions. Can you tell us a little bit about the music for this event that's going to be performed?
Well, this is Amy. I'm a musician in the Juno Symphony myself. I'm not playing, but I have organized a group of local musicians to play with Yaniv Attar, as Teresa mentioned. And he plays classical guitar, and we'll have him do a duet with Dan Hobson, one of our local classical guitarists. And then we'll have him do a duet with Lindsay Clark. She plays violin in the symphony. And then we actually have a trio that is flute, played by Sandy Fortier, and viola, played by Julia Bastacek. And Yaniv, once again, on guitar. So it's going to be really elegant music interspersed with these fashion sets, which is also featuring the fashions of Shoofly. And we have some local cosmetology, Alaska School of Cosmetology, and the makeup artist who just signed on, Beatrice Cujol. So we are very happy to have all this collaboration supporting the Juno Symphony to make a really unique event.
I was just thinking that exact word. This sounds like a totally unusual thing to get to experience in Juno, not a typical Friday or Saturday night out on the town.
Oh, and Salt, of course. They're providing wonderful appetizers, wine and champagne. So that is their collaborative donation as well with the venue.
Okay. So for everyone who is hearing about this and they're excited and want to go, tickets are on the website?
Yes. You can get tickets by calling the Juno Symphony office. You can't get them at the Jack or Hearth side. You have to get them through our office, 586-4676. Please feel free to call us. If we don't pick up because we're so busy helping other customers buy tickets, leave a message and we'll get back to you. Come join us for this special, unique event. It's going to be great.
Okay. And then directly following Symphony of Fashion on June 5th, you have another special event coming up.
We do. We, like I said, go big or go home. So we just went for it. So on the 5th, out at UAS Egan Library, we've organized an event called Music and Mingling. And it will feature our guest soloist, who's coming up for the Boston Pops concert next weekend, Jessica Cho, on piano, along with some other local musicians. And again, it's a chance for you to listen to some great music, have some great food. There'll be food and wine. John DeCherney of Specialty Imports is going to be pouring wine for us. And then we have some gourmet chefs on our board who have been working with a menu, something unique and different. And so there'll be light appetizers, wine, and then four different musical acts that'll be performing. There'll be Jessica Cho on piano playing the sonata for violin and piano by Franck, and she'll be accompanied on that with Lisa Abias on violin, our local and favorite violinist who's been away for a couple years up in Fairbanks completing her musical performance studies. She's back in town and joining us for that. And then we'll have a small intermission, and then we'll have a couple of performances, or we'll have a piano trio in C major with Sue Kazama, and another piece by Vaughn Williams with Sue Kazama and Lisa Abias again. And then our principal cellist from the symphony, Megan Johnson, is going to do a piece called Oblivion that'll round out the evening. So it's going to be full of music, full of great food, full of great conversation and socialization. So
sounds like another great night. So this is also a fundraiser for the symphony?
It is a fundraiser. It's also a donor event for some of our donors that give really generously to the symphony at pretty high levels. So it's a combination of those two. But we wanted to open it up to people who might just enjoy coming to listen to some great music as well. So it's at UAS. It's Wednesday, June 5th. The doors open at 7:30. And you can, again, get tickets or call and ask us about any details by calling the symphony at 586-4676.
Okay. And when you do these fundraising events, is there something particular that you're fundraising for, or are you raising funds to go to your general operating budget?
Sometimes it's both. I think most nonprofits are feeling the squeeze with donations and trying to meet their obligations and that sort of thing. So we're constantly looking for fun and unique ways to get music out to the public, but also to raise and elevate the symphony's profile and just gather more supporters of the symphony.
Okay, terrific. Well, you have these great fundraising events, which, of course, pave the way and make possible your ability to do your main season of performances. And you do have your final concert of the season coming up next weekend.
Next weekend.
And as you mentioned, Teresa, you will be coming in next weekend.
We will be.
Next
yeah.
week to talk about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so I don't want to give away all the details today, but we do have our Boston Pops concert called the Boston Pops Salute. Featuring our guest conductor. This whole season's been filled with guest conductors because we've been at a transition and a crossroads with finding a new music director since Troy left. So Yaniv Attar, who is out of Bellingham, is going to be up to direct on the 8th and 9th. So that's at JDHS Auditorium, 8 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay. Well, we look forward to talking to you more about that next week. Mm-hmm. I don't think we left anything on the table here. We get it all. We get everything in for today.
Unless you want me to recap those dates real fast. I don't know how much time we have.
How about this? We'll send people to junosymphony.org.
Perfect.
Your website is super easy to navigate. All of the information about dates and timings of these fabulous things over the next couple of days are there, including links to buy tickets.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Well, Teresa Bleakley, Amy Lujan, and Zia Boccaccio, thank you so much for coming in today. And in honor of next week's Pops concert, I did line up Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin to play us out.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.